Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. We are live from London. How are you guys?
Well, we've been live from London for a while, but Jesse, yeah. You are now here with
it's
us.
Nice to be a part of it, guys. Thanks so much for having
we've
me.
Missed you.
It's just nice to see someone else with the tired eyes.
The early morning break.
The early morning. Yeah. The misery is just ever present, isn't it?
Yeah. The counting how many early wake-ups we've got.
Do you know what I found funny? When I first arrived into this room that we're broadcasting from at the very beginning, like 10 weeks or 12 weeks ago, I thought, gosh, this is a small room. And then you arrived a few weeks ago and I was like, gosh, it's not really big enough for you and I, is it? Mm. And now that there's 50 people in the one room, I'm like, I don't know which way to look. I feel like I'm...
Yeah.
How was the moment this morning when all the producing team said, hey, should we have a meeting in the recording studio next door, which is the size of a two-bedroom
which
apartment?
Which we could have been broadcasting from for ages.
I'm like, why are we in the broom closet?
Because we do our best work in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Hey, big show. Ahead today, including we need to debrief what we got up to on the weekend because I have no trouble with what we did, but it appears some members of the team think it was maybe not appropriate.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Nah, I'm down with it.
Okay, talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We spent the weekend doing what our team does best. Working very hard.
I was trying to work out what that was. I was like looking you in the eyes like, okay.
Nah, we partied. Yes. We partied, but we partied only for content, you know?
Not
for social fun or anything, just for content.
That's weird because you were snapping a lot. Put the cameras away. Mama wants to get loose.
Now, I organised a team dinner to welcome everybody to London, and Chris and I had been to this place. I loved it. I thought you guys will love it as well. It had belly dancers.
If I'd organised the dinner that you'd organised, people would call me a pervert. You took us to a softcore strip club.
I did
and
not.
Then asked us that. Why we weren't eating enough.
No, it wasn't. The only bit that got weird was when instead of just appreciating the belly dancers in front of them, you went behind a screen and peered through a hole, which is what made it weird. Yeah. But you can just watch and appreciate. They're there performing and they were incredible and awesome and it was a great night. Thank you for the music there, Jess. set the scene. Anyway, probably my first mistake was I ordered a banquet. A banquet's never a good meal to start a night out when you plan on going out for a long time. There's a lot of food on board.
It's so hard to tell where the food starts and stops in terms of you don't know
what to place
yourself on.
Yeah. Oh, no. And I told you guys not to eat too much because there was many more stuff to come and then only one more round came. But anyway, so we ate and then the reason I picked there was because it turns into a nightclub. Well, I love a dinner place that turns into a nightclub.
You do. And you've been
secretly, you don't have to leave, you know.
You've been taking belly dancing lessons for many weeks. Because I wondered, I was like, how come? Because he's wearing the same outfits as these. These women here.
We finished dinner very early and then we were like, let's hit the dance floor.
No, we weren't like, let's hit the dance floor. We were like, oh, there's a wedding on here, so I guess we'll go somewhere else to dance. And you were like, no, we're hitting the dance floor.
I'd paid.
Yeah, but there's only one dance floor, and the wedding is on that dance floor. And you're like, yeah, they should be happy to have us. Such like a mean girl.
I never said they should be happy to have us. Producer Bell said they should have been happy to have us. I never said that. I had paid my money, and my money was for dinner and dancing. Didn't specifically say that on the receipt. Yes. And I believe that I deserve to be there as much as the wedding guests. And so we just made room on the dance floor for us.
Yes.
And I pushed my way.
Smashed a glass? Let's not forget.
I didn't smash any glasses. It was the wedding guest.
No, we smashed the glass.
Yeah. I know that was you.
I know. Someone knocked it out of my hand. To be fair, it's hard to belly dance and smash hold four any. Drinks.
I had a great time. The wedding party was so fun. They were more fun than you guys.
They ended up leaving the dance floor.
Yeah, my specific memory is that we were right in the middle of the dance floor and took up most of it.
That's once I cleared them. I had fun with them. And then
congratulations. Now get out.
Yeah. No, they were really fun. But I felt like we deserved to be there. And I've never crashed a wedding before and it felt good.
Do you want to do more of it?
I did get a taste for it. I felt like, would I have felt okay with it had I known it was a private thing? Like, because we were allowed to be there, I felt okay about it.
We told you.
No, but I'd paid to be there.
The family were arm in arm, just like the genetic link that
binds them.
They were
doing the thing where they were going in a circle.
Yes, and then you pushed in the middle of them, and you went, Mama paid to be here.
No, but I just think it would be different if I'd crashed a wedding where I was not wanted.
Yes, that's what happened. Then they left the dance floor.
No, like a wedding where...
You ruined their wedding night.
You know, like wedding people who crash weddings that they're not invited to.
You know how they say weddings should be unforgettable? Theirs was, but for a different reason. Some random woman from
Australia. Don't have your wedding at a dinner dance restaurant where other people can come if you don't want other people to join in.
They didn't want people to... They formed a closed circle with their backs.
There was room for one more.
I know. She snuck under. And then she was playing in the round.
Yeah. I want to hear from people. Is this a thing I've got a taste for? Can I do more wedding crashing?
Was your wedding crashed or are you a crasher?
Yeah. Have you crashed? Call us.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 1060, we're talking wedding crashes.
Yep. We crashed a wedding on the weekend.
You crashed a wedding.
No, you were there.
Yes, I was respectfully standing away.
You weren't. I saw you dancing. You loved a bit of a boogie.
Respectfully peering through the
Christmas
hole
dancing
in the
with
wall.
A brother-in-law.
Was he?
Yeah. He had a great time.
And then they left the dance floor because their circle had been broken up and their wedding had been crashed.
My favourite part of the night was when producer Belle and I went to dance with the belly dancer. And we got into it so much and then we turned around and realised the belly dancer had left and we were still belly dancing, but no, with no belly dance. Yes,
it was this really beautiful / slightly vulnerable moment where you were like laughing with each other like, this is so funny, we're doing the thing. And then you turn around to get like approval from the woman who was long gone.
But no, we accidentally booked, I booked dinner at a restaurant that turned into a nightclub. But on that nightclub dance floor was a full wedding party that had just obviously done their vows and they were celebrating and they were having a great time.
In
and you guys
circle.
Went, that should mean we don't go on the dance floor. Mm. And I went, the more the merrier.
Yes.
Bronwyn, have you crashed a wedding?
No, my wedding got crashed.
Oh, was it Carrie?
I wish it was. That would have been funny.
What? Your tone doesn't sound like you enjoyed the crashing.
Oh, yeah, no, not really. It was like a full surfing competition.
Oh,
oh my God.
I had half-naked people everywhere.
I mean, we did too, but it was a belly dancing restaurant. So what happened?
So I rocked up to the surf club where I had booked and there was, like, people everywhere. And I'm like, what is going on? And they're like, oh, it's a surfing competition. Weren't you told? And I'm like, no. I've just, like, dished out so much money and I'm about to, like, literally get married, like, right here.
So did you go through with it?
Yeah. Because, like, well, I am now divorced. So it must have been.
Did you marry a surfer? Please tell me you married a surfer.
No, I married a country boy. So there was like people everywhere from the country and half-naked surfers everywhere.
I mean, it sounds fun.
Yes.
See, the thing we did was I felt like we were welcomed in by the wedding party.
Bomber, we
did
weren't
you,
at all.
Did you welcome in the guests or did you give them side
no,
eye?
No, it was my bride-dilla.
Wow. And so.
And then, yeah, I was late.
Bron, did you try and move the surfers on at any point?
I tried to, and then the ukulele players like turned up and stuff.
It's so hard when it's at a surf club too. Like they've got a fair
of course argument. This is our place. This is our spot. Yeah.
But what was yours for last? For the other night,
I paid for the booking. Sorry. We deserve to be there.
Yeah, I paid for the venue.
Yeah,
I could have been there. And no, I didn't get a refund.
Hey, thank you, Bron. Because do you want to go to all the fellow wedding crashers who have called in?
I realised that I said to you before, "What's the name of that guy?" And then we went to a song, and everyone's going, "What guy?" Yes. I meant
you instantly turned into my mum.
Owen Wilson, and what's his name from that movie?
And Vince
Wedding
Vaughn.
Crashes.
Yes. Oh, people didn't hear
end
that.
Of that movie. Just... Then Will Ferrell starts crashing funerals. Is that next for you?
Sure, thanks.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Gary Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I just heard one of the sad things that I've ever heard in my life. Our whole radio team is over here. Our listeners are about to arrive. And Sonda, the boss of this show, just revealed that she thought when she walked out of the airport at Heathrow that we would be waiting for her with a sign.
Did you... was that a thought that crossed your mind?
I didn't even know where they landed.
No, I mean, I didn't either. I think it was late at night. I was well and truly having my own life.
It absolutely wasn't. And I looked around a little bit, hopefully, because there were all sorts of other people who were being reunited with loved ones and they were holding each other and crying. And I thought maybe you guys would be there because we'd come a long way to come and party with you and Ed to London.
I saw you like a few weeks ago. But like,
I haven't seen Carrie for ages.
Yeah, Carrie should have been there with a sign.
I got my family, mate. Like, and also London to live in, you know.
Okay. Right. Well,
it's great to have you guys here. I can get a sign up for tomorrow morning if you like.
Maybe I just love you guys more than you love me.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
okay.
That's what I mean. That's one of the sadder things.
Hey, up next though.
Yeah.
You started the week off in typical Tommy form, but
on time?
No. The opposite of that.
Well, when I got to work, I was disappointed that Sonda didn't have a sign for me. But I assume it was because I was screamingly late, and I'll tell you more about it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, I don't normally brag like this, but I thought I would. Our radio team has arrived here. The whole gang is back together and we are here, right? It meant a hotel change for me. and I don't...
Just to be fair, you didn't have to change hotels.
No, I wanted to. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't often brag like this, but the penthouse I am in...
Is that because they're covering your hotel accommodation this week? Is that why you changed hotels?
So
it is,
very rarely.
Now I've worked out what was going on. I couldn't work out why you changed hotels.
Very rarely do
You're
I
not
brag.
Answering my question.
Well, it's anyway. Very rarely do I brag about things in my life, but this view.
Show me.
So I filmed my view of me opening. It's basically you know
I saw
people,
where you were before. Amazing.
Yeah, and you know how people line up to go on the London Eye.
Yes.
Well, I've been nervous to put this out into the world because then they're going to be lining up to get into my hotel room. So the first
I don't
thing,
want to make people feel bad too, because sometimes when you post from overseas, you're like rubbing people's noses in it.
I don't want to make people feel bad. But anyway, this is me opening the blinds. And if you could just describe, first
of all,
the blind.
So the blinds, they're a lot.
Yeah, they're kind of like a
They're roses, but stitched into some fabric.
Yeah, and yeah, just hit play on that.
Yeah, okay, it's very masculine.
The opening.
Yeah. And oh, here's the big reveal. What is that? Oh, that's an aircon vent.
Yeah.
So, is that your view?
So I got my keys and they said you're in it was like 10:21 and I got in the lift and there was no 10 and so I went back to the desk. I said there's no 10, is it a separate lift? For the penthouse, they said, "No, you're on the first floor." And I'm like, "Why did you say 10?
That's amazing. And then, not 10.
And then I have a window that is about the size of a porthole on a boat, and you open it.
You ungrateful sod! You're in London in a hotel you haven't paid for. Are you going to bitch and moan now about not liking your view?
That goes all night. That's the air conditioning for the whole hotel.
But you normally go all night, so what's the problem?
We were out together.
You were in sync. You were the air conditioning.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The hotel is further away from where we were.
Oh, how many violins am I needing to get out for you?
I'm just trying to tell
paint
you
the picture.
That that's why I was
life's
late.
Tough for Tommy
that's
in London.
That's why I was late this morning.
You were, and then you sent a message to our group WhatsApp to say, sorry, running late.
I said the footpath's a little
footpath sticky. And we were like, footpath sticky? That's weird. What does that mean? And then did Annabelle ask you what it meant?
No, she just said that Jez had to explain what that meant. And I, as I sent it, I thought, I'm not sure if this makes sense. I just didn't know how to say there's a lot of traffic around, but in a footpath sense.
So I thought there must have been a spill. No. What you just meant was the footpath is slowing you down.
Yes, it's slow footpath.
Yes, so you're late because it's a slow footpath.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like it. The footpath is sticky is a new phrase I'm adding to my repertoire.
Well, you thought it was a phrase that already existed.
I mean, I won't need it very often because I'm not late. It's you that's always late.
Then you can say the footpath wasn't sticky at all this morning.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
Is that the first phrase you've made up?
It's the first inventing a phrase until Anthony, I won't say his last name, a guy I went to high school with, he reckoned he invented the phrase chillax. And I was like,
he
no,
definitely
you didn't.
Didn't.
You didn't.
No.
No. And he's like, yeah, it's chill out and relax. I'm like, just because you know what it is does not mean you invented it. 131060. Have you invented a phrase? Did it catch on? Give us a call because I'd love to I'd love to hear what you've got for us. Give us a call, 131060. Phrase invented.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home live from London. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. We want to know phrases you've invented.
Yes.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Tommy-isms.
Tommy-isms.
What was your one from this morning?
I was running late this morning and so I wrote to the group and said that the footpath is a bit sticky and sorry that I'm late.
And I thought it was just a phrase I'd never heard of. Nope, you made it up.
That's how well it came off. You thought that everybody uses it.
Well, it's a great phrase.
Thank you.
Andrew, are you an inventor of phrases?
Well, I believe so. When I had young kids and you're possibly driving around and things like that, I would call other drivers stupid heads and instead of other things. So, yeah, that's my phrase. I just call people stupid heads when they were silly drivers and I still use it today.
Has anyone tried to argue the point that maybe they invented stupid head, or have they let you take the mantle?
Oh, I just think I haven't actually heard anyone else say that other than my kids and my partner. And I actually say it. I have never actually heard anyone else actually say it. So I could be wrong, but...
I'm going to challenge you, Andrew.
Oh my God.
That's not a phrase. That's just a sledge that a six-year-old would say, you stupid head. Like, where's the crafting in that, Andrew? Where's the crafting in that phrase?
Firstly, I apologise to my co-host. She's jealous.
The crafting carry is saying something in front of your kids that is inappropriate. And I think by not saying the inappropriate thing, I'm saying a good thing, so I think that's
actually
the crafting in the
you
phrase.
Could learn a thing or two off Andrew, because you swear like a trooper in front of your kids. We were out with them yesterday, and at one stage I caught myself to stop myself swearing, and then you just like a sailor going off at the side.
That spelling game we were playing with Evie, every time I'd spell a game, she'd go, now, is this word going to be a bad word?
Is that what she said?
Never a bad word, Evie.
Because I'm so used to, not that maybe I spell them out so that I don't say them in front of her.
And then you said, you playing that effing spelling.
I did not. Let's go to stupid head.
G'day, Alex.
Hi, guys. Love you guys. And shout out to Romani.
Good one, Alex. Good one.
Do you have a phrase you've invented?
I do. So it's between chill and hang. So it's normally when you're fully hungover and you just want to chang out. I don't know if you've probably never heard that, or you probably have because it's so popular now. So when you really, had a big weekend and, you got stuff to do, but you're like, you know what, I'm just going to chang out.
I'm just going to chang out with my wang out. Chang,
yeah,
chang out.
Pretty much.
Good. It makes me think of the beer is the only thing that, if you said you want to chang, I'd think you were offering me a delicious beer from Southeast Asia. No,
it's very chillax, isn't it?
It's very chillax.
Yes.
But I think chang's better.
Chang, yes. Chang's, Alex, has it cottoned on in your family? Are other people
changing? It is. Yeah. All my friends, we all chang together. And
good on you, Alex. I love it. Do you, you accept that that's a phrase?
I will accept that over stupid head.
Okay. What about Paul? G'day, Paul.
How you going?
Yeah, good. But yep. Welcome to what is a very a hostile environment.
It's because... not a hostile environment at all. Paul, do you think stupid head is a phrase that someone's invented?
I've heard it. But I did, like you said, I've heard it from a kid like a long time
yes.
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Paul, what's yours?
Have a good one.
You invented reckon, have a good one.
Paul, you well, didn't invent have a good one.
Back in 19, I think it was about 95 to 98, I was living on the Gold Coast and I said it just like a reflex thing. And then it just caught, my wife and kids reckon it's stupid and I never did, but I don't know. I hadn't heard it before then and I reckon it clicked on from wherever I said it.
Paul, I'm in honour of your work. I say it all the time. I would have said thanks to you personally had I known that you were the inventor. Now, look, has anyone challenged the fact that you invented have a good one?
Only my family. Because they never want me to. If they knew I was ringing in, they'd be mortified.
Paul, you had such success with your first phrase.
Paul sounds sad now. Have they beaten you down, Paul? Don't be ashamed to call in. We love that you've called in.
Yeah.
I said I'll put it on my. If I have a like a headstone, the inventor of.
Yes.
Yeah, have a good one. And
had a good one.
Yeah. My kids are old and one's left home, but they still think it's pretty stupid. I do believe it. I hadn't heard it before then.
Paul, I love it. I love it. You've had such success with the first phrase. Are you going to move on and think about maybe, would you like to, and now I know this is a lot of pressure, but would you like to perhaps premiere a new phrase with us right now?
Goodness. I think I burnt out at the first one.
In 1998.
Yeah. Long time between drinks, Paul.
I can't come up with another one. No,
it's been a pleasure for us anyway. It's lovely to meet the inventor of Have a Good One, and I want to use your product back to you and say thanks, Paul, and have a good one.
Oh, thanks! I can't wait to tell everyone. Great,
you didn't even say it back.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and we are live from London.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's so lovely to be reunited with our team. All the more sweet, to be honest, because at some point over the weekend we actually lost a member of our team.
Yeah.
In another country.
Yes. They lost themselves.
Did they?
No, I
don't think it's this person's fault.
You don't?
No. I think there's a broader issue at play, but more importantly, I think the actions of the rest of the team in this moment say so much about the individuals involved.
It's a real moment where we have to, like,
take a hard look at ourselves.
We've got to look out for our own backs here.
Yeah.
Because these people around us that we thought were
they're
friends.
Animals.
They're snipers.
We can talk about how we lost our team member next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Well, well, well.
Yep.
I mean, first of all, we should give him a big hug, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Because we almost lost him, web guy Eli.
Yes.
And he's a member of the team we cannot afford to lose.
If you don't know
We can't afford to lose any of them, particularly Eli.
I was looking around and thinking, which one would you lose? If you could lose one, which one would you lose? Zonda, don't you?
Web guy Eli is indispensable. Is that the right phrase? He's also just a good guy, you know.
He's a great guy.
But he's also very untraveled. Web guy Eli's only been on how many flights?
Infamously, he's only been on one trip.
Yeah,
which we found out we thought meant he hasn't been anywhere. He's been to almost every country in the world.
It was a round the world trip.
Yes,
which he extended to a year. So Eli has travelled a lot, but on the weekend it appears he forgot how to travel. So the whole team came on the big international flight to London that stopped off in Dubai. Yeah. And then we started seeing some very distressed SOS messages happening on the group WhatsApp. What happened, Eli? What happened?
So when we were in Dubai, I had sat down with the crew because I was there with Sunday, Jesse and Belle. And sorry, I was just loving that you're trying to spin around.
There's now 17 people crammed into this cupboard.
My head needs to do that little 360.
Yeah, you need to be out of a horror movie. Yeah.
So as we're all sitting around, I was texting my sister, and my sister had my itinerary. So as I was texting her, she was curious as to how I was able to get reception to message her from the plane, considering we were apparently flying. Anyway, at that point, I realized that my boarding pass was actually for 1:30, whereas at that point it was 3 p.m. So I explained that so poorly. So one.
Okay. So you were in duty free, and you saw a whole lot of people run past you in a flap, going "London, London, we're on a flight to London," and you thought, "Calm down, everybody, we have hours to go." And then when you realised that that flight that they were desperately flapping to get on was actually your flight, and that was the earlier flight, and the rest of the team were on the later flight, and you had missed your flight.
Yes. And then I got into panic mode.
I know the story and I'm now confused.
Eli missed his flight. Yeah. But more importantly, Eli was the only person on the different flight.
Yeah.
Which is not your fault.
It was a group booking. I don't know why I was booked for one. And I had actually said to Sonda that I was going to sneak on the plane. She didn't let me.
Sonda went crazy.
Sonda, I mean, the fact that, Eli, you are a very tall man, broad man.
Long arm.
How were you imagining? I've always dreamt of hiding in a suitcase at some point and being wheeled around.
It's such a weird fantasy.
Isn't it? But how were you imagining on sneaking on the plane?
I thought I'd just stay around the back, hover around the bathroom as though I'm waiting to utilize it for 8 hours.
But how are you getting on the plane?
When this guy finally uses it, boy, is it going to be me?
Well, I was going to hold my thumb over the bit where it said what my flight was and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm in C62, and just walk straight through.
Because that's how it works. Yeah, can we see your ticket? No, I'll just tell you.
Do you know the seat number he's just put himself in?
Yeah.
C62. It doesn't even exist.
This guy hasn't traveled much, though, you know. But what was
don't
more...
Don't worry about him. He's just on C62.
What was more distressing for poor Eli is that no one stayed back to help him. The entire team was like, we're out of here. Catch you later.
Did you feel lonely?
I was actually so scared.
You actually, to be fair, you did start crying.
I
would have cried. I would have absolutely broken down. Because the whole team left him in an airport on his own.
Have you decided that his retelling the story wasn't dramatic enough, so now you're being like, well, you cried.
I did cry a lot.
Exactly. Just missing the good bits of the story.
Just a man in C62 by himself crying, waiting to use a bathroom.
And anyway, you were all alone, left alone, and then how much time did you have to spend in Dubai before you could get on another flight?
14 hours.
We were already at dinner and partying.
Or when you say walked lovey. Up, the just most tired man in the world. No. Just
what's say lovey?
I don't know. Seize the day.
Goodbye.
No, that's carpe diem.
Such is life. There you go. Say lovey.
Brother, did you expect someone to wait with you? When they all walked off onto the plane, was there a bit of you that thought, I thought we were closer than that?
100%.
Was there anyone else that was left? Because people get left all the time.
The airport was empty. So from 3:30, I was the only one there, just a man in the middle of the airport crying.
when did you get left behind?
Oh, amazing.
Give us a call.
What if you were a kid? I wonder if you were a kid ever left behind in an airport. Would somebody help you? Because they didn't help Eli. They did not want to help Eli.
Imagine there was a lost kid crying and then Eli crying as well, just looking at each other like, I know how you feel.
131060, when did they leave you behind? Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's Ed Sheeran's Beautiful People for your drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. And guys, we're going to be seeing him live on Friday night. All thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Hopefully we don't leave anyone behind on the way to the Ed Sheeran concert, because it appears our team were happy to leave behind web guy Eli at the airport in Dubai when they realised he missed his flight.
And they said, good riddance.
We're out of here.
Yeah, we'll see you in London if you can get there.
But he did get here and he is okay. Yes. It was very distressing for a short / long period of time.
14 hours.
I mean, we were asleep, so it was less distressing for us, but it was very distressing for Eli.
If you were in Dubai airport and you saw a 6'7" man crying, that's
texting
our web guy.
His mum, what does my suitcase
look
like?
Yeah,
what does
my suitcase look like?
Amanda.
Let's not forget that he organised a hotel room but then got too nervous he was going to miss his next flight. So
he
then
didn't
just stayed
sleep.
At
he didn't sleep for 50 hours.
No, he looked like it when I saw him.
Amanda, when did you get left behind?
Well, so I had just started high school at a Catholic all-girls school and I got sick throughout the course of the day and went to sick bay. And when I woke up, the school had closed, it was dark, and I almost gave the cleaning lady a heart attack. And my mum and dad were going up and down to the train station and bus stop waiting for me, and I got home at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
did you feel better?
I often think about what would happen if, like, you left in a store at school. Like,
oh, well, my mum thought I was lying, Carrie.
Oh, where did she think you'd been?
Oh, she just thought I was out with friends and, you know, misbehaving, and then rang the school the next day and then found out it was true and so then gave them a serve instead of me.
That's amazing. I do, like the idea. What did she think? Amanda, were you I would go to say problem child because I don't know what else to say. Did you play up when you were a kid?
Oh, so I was the third child.
Yeah.
So the answer's yes. Yeah. Were you sick? Were you actually sick, Amanda, or had you taken yourself to the sick bay for a little bit of a nappy nap?
No, I think I was really sick, so I'd gone there and gone to sleep. Woke up when it was dark and they'd just forgotten about me.
Amanda, do you know I hung out with Addie for about 3 hours yesterday, and when I tried to say goodbye to her, instead of saying goodbye or giving me a high five or a hug or anything, she just lowered the roof of her pram so she couldn't see me.
She'll be the one chucking the sickie, not actually going to the sick bay sick. Elias, oh, are you...
another Eli.
Yeah, is this Eli? Is this another tale, Eli?
It's not our Eli because there's no tears. Eli, where did you get left?
Hey, Thomas. First of all, shout out to Romani.
Good man, thank you.
No worries. So I used to be build tennis courts for a company out of Massachusetts. I was a construction foreman. And when you're building on Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, there's only two ways. They're either seven-seater passenger Cessna or the ferry ride. And when you're transporting, like, the vehicles and stuff over, everybody takes the ferry over. You know, we just chill. It's actually a two-hour ferry ride over to Nantucket. So there's a little spot on the boat. When you know, you're bored, you drop the cars in the bottom, and then there's a spot right next to the Coke machine. You can sit there, take a little bit of a nap, you know, enjoy the two-hour ferry ride. And my guys decided it would be funny that because I didn't wake up when the boat docked, that they would unload the cars and leave me on the ferry, and the ferry unloaded and then went all the way back to Falmouth. And it wasn't till halfway back to Falmouth that I got up and was like, I don't know where I was. And I had to catch the ferry ride back to Falmouth and then back to Nantucket. But the joke was on them because I'm the only one who gets paid as the foreman, not them.
I'm struggling to concentrate because all I'm thinking about is the
There once was a man.
Do
you want to read the next line?
Oh my god, you've been googling the lines. What's the line? Good on you, Eli.
The man from Nantucket.
Why didn't you want to?
I can't read the next line.
Why not?
That's just the version you found. That's not the version we said as a kid.
Read the
last line. No, I'm not reading any of it. It's not appropriate. Ali, was it you that was left behind?
No, it was my sister. A bit of a sad story. She was only eight and we were, not too sad. We were going on a family holiday and we got to the airport and her passport, you know, to travel, you've got to have 6 months left on your passport. And she didn't have 6 months. So we were all there ready to go on our family holiday to Bali. And we had to leave her behind.
Hold on. So, but it's not her job to renew it. So did the parents jump on the flight as well?
No, I totally agree. She was only 8 at the time, and she still remembers it like really vividly. But she was left behind for her grandparents to go pick her up, and
God, that's so brutal.
She did come a few days later, to be fair, but a bit sad that we had to leave her behind. But she came a couple of days later, so anyway, all worked out in the end. But yeah, brings it up to the day or thing.
Ali, it is a bit of a sad story. Luckily, I've got a limerick that's going to get us back in the mood for laughing. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app live from London, it's Carrie and Tommy if you drive home.
Newsflash. Where's the music? Did it. Do my own sound effects. There is.
Jesse, get something.
There is a shortage.
Sound effects?
Of one of the world's, and I know your, wow, that was intense, your favourite foods. And if you think I'm talking about lettuce, let us tell you that it is not lettuce. It is something far more delicious that you're going to have to go without for the next 4 months.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you next.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Before we get to what food you're going to have to do without for the next 4 months,
yes.
I've got some other stuff to talk to you about.
Okay.
First of all, a massive congratulations to the project that won the Logie on the weekend. Incredible results. Unfortunately, I wasn't there to help accept the award, but the wonderful Pete Hellier did an extraordinary job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We love the show. We love doing the show. Carrie's not here. She's headed to the after party early. thanks to the audience. Everyone said that they work with the best crew. Ours is probably top six.
He's joking there because he knows what I know, what you know, which is that we genuinely have the most incredible team at the project, hardworking team that have been doing it for many, many years. So this award is for them as well. So congratulations to Hamish winning gold as well.
Yes.
I'd like it known that when I put out my little thing ages ago, months ago, when I was nominated for Best Presenter, did I not say that Hamish was going
to
win?
Yeah, I tried to tell you to stop because you guys were in the same category and I was like, stop talking him up.
I knew that he was going to win.
Okay.
I should have put some money on it.
Damn it. Bet against yourself, mate. You need to work on your confidence. Right. And the legalities of it.
Yeah. Hey, talk to me about Biden. What's he been up to?
Just being so funny. Because if you don't know, Joe Biden has been dead for many years. And they just prop him up and act like he's an actual alive human, and somehow he became president.
I can't wait for you to get old.
I won't get old, mate.
No, let's not make this dark.
He just went for a morning ride with with his first lady, right?
Yep.
And
is that what they do?
It sound like he's got many.
The way John Howard used to go for his early morning walk.
Yeah.
Did John Howard used to do it with Jeanette? No, he'd do it on his own, wouldn't he?
I don't know. My John Howard knowledge.
You know, in his parachute tracksuit. He used to go for a walk every morning.
The most memorable thing of John Howard that I have is when he tried to bowl.
Yeah. All his eyebrows. They're
so
the most
funny. So funny.
But what's Biden done?
Well, Joe Biden just went for a ride with his first lady. And I thought, that's weird for a dead guy to be able to ride a bike. 79 years old, if you want the story that everyone is running. And because have you seen how he tried to eat? Because he's riding towards the camera. And you think, actually, he's okay on a bike. And then he goes to stop.
As
he said, he goes, I got my foot caught. And then they had to.
Was he in clippy, little clippy things?
Yeah, he was in those toe clip things. And he said, I got my foot caught. And so when he goes to stop, he just falls over sideways. And I've got it for you.
My favourite
really
thing
should
is
have
that
prepped
he
this earlier. Now he already I'm just watching a man scroll through his phone trying to find vision. There he is. He's pulling up now across the zebra crossing and he's come to a stop. And then he's not. Oh, God.
So here's the other thing.
But he's so impressive because he gets one foot down. So
yeah,
you think you're
does.
Safe.
All those clippy things are tricky, though.
Yeah, but he's still already standing.
So here's the moral question, because you two are both doing what I did, which is I watched this about 100 times and I laugh. And I think, is it okay to laugh at an 80-year-old falling
over? Mate, you're saying he's dead.
Yes.
Yes. Well, so
if
for
goes,
you, yes.
If he goes riding once more, he will be, definitely.
Finally, some devastating news for are you a person that adds a little something something to every single meal you have?
Salt.
AKA my partner, Chris. I could make a lasagna. I could make anything that is not from the sort of hot sauce area of the world, and he will add sriracha to every single meal I make.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And there is a sriracha shortage.
What do you mean?
Apparently, drought and no rain or something in Mexico and New Mexico where they make sriracha means for the next 4 months there's a sriracha shortage.
Global warming leading to mouth cooling.
You love a bit of sriracha.
I do. I do. My body doesn't the next day.
No, no one's body does.
What happens? You just hit 35 and your back end just packs up.
Yeah, it's too much for it. Yeah, Joe Biden. God, imagine if he had sriracha.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because as you know, I look up to you, I admire you, and
Now I'm sitting on your lap, so you are looking up to me. We're so close in this room. I don't think we've ever sat closer.
Yeah, I know. There is other chairs, but you've chosen my knee, which is nice. But sometimes you need to teach me things about the world, and I think this might be one of those occasions. When we eat an animal, what part are we eating?
What do you mean?
So you know how when I go and get like physio treatments, right? There's pictures.
It's the weirdest conversation.
So there's pictures of the human anatomy on the wall.
Yeah.
And you see muscles, you see all these tendons, you see all this. But then when you eat like chicken, it's just one solid bit.
No, it depends what bit. No, it's not. It depends what bit you get. Are you getting like a thigh or a leg or a breast?
Yeah, but it all tastes, it's all the same texture
it's
and stuff.
It's not though.
What do you mean?
Well, if you get a big roast chicken.
So a breast, yes. What's that?
Okay, a breast is drier and tougher.
No, but what is it?
It's the breast meat.
Is it muscle? Yeah. But like, so you know how we have like fat and tendons and stuff and it's all of different like,
well,
are we eating muscle?
Well, you've got your itty bitty titties, so we've been eating that if we're eating.
Yeah. So are we eating muscle?
Well, I think sometimes we might be.
Just
but that would be quite chewy, wouldn't it?
Producer Saunders all over this.
Yeah. But what's the difference between, so when we eat the drumstick, is that you eating the fleshy bit around
the bone,
and what's the flesh made up of? Is that
muscle?
What you're asking to?
It's just like a human. It's muscle and fat. So you think about a chicken thigh.
So is it steak? Is steak all muscle?
I don't know cows as well as chicken because I don't eat them.
No, it can't be all muscle. Surely, some of it.
Suddenly, it's not such a stupid question.
No, because meat. Some of our meat isn't muscle, is it?
So all of your body is made up of things like muscle and tendons and blood vessels and fat. So think about a Wagyu beef.
Yes,
which
but
is
you can
got,
see the fat.
That's, yes.
So you cut so it off.
That's so that's so fat get, through muscle.
Yes, so when you get chicken, there's no bits of fat in it. So is that pure muscle?
The chicken breast at the front of the chicken is obviously a leaner part of the meat, which means it's got less fat content in it, whereas a thigh is a much fattier part, which has more fat in the muscle. And
just
the chicken
is yummier.
The time you get fat on chicken, it feels like it's on the skin.
No, that's the you mean the crispy outside that's delicious.
So yeah,
there's fat in the skin
as well.
But also think about skin. Or how do you make something crispy? It's very thin, so when it cooks, it crisps up, whereas the rest of it is a big piece of meat.
So we're eating predominantly muscle.
And fat.
Chickens are jacked.
Chickens are, we've got these muscle-titted chickens.
But when you go eat the pork belly, for example.
Yes, so you're
that's
eating.
Mostly fat.
So there's a huge
layer of fat.
And crackling is the skin, which once again goes hard. And then you've got the underneath it is the muscle.
But also got fat in it.
Yes,
too,
and it's layered, isn't it? Like a piece of bacon is layered with muscle and fat.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm competitive about that.
Oh, no.
You're welcome.
I'm getting angry.
I am angry at you.
How did you not know?
Yeah. For other things, though.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and we have headed to London all thanks to Snooze, guys.
Oh, I like a present.
I'm scared by presents.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not when it comes to this team. I'm already excited about the present I can see in front of me. Mm. In front of me, we have personalised Carrie and Tommy Ed to London bum bags.
Yes.
And I need a new one. Been wearing mine everywhere. Time to mix it up.
Mine's come with drugs already in it. How helpful, just taking out the middle step of then needing to go buy some to fill it. We haven't.
Producer Sonda has a team gift for us. What have you got for us?
It's actually just for you, Carrie, to say thank you for the wonderful night out.
It's just for Carrie, but unlike the bum bags, who are clearly for both of us that love
you
bum bags.
You have to wear that. Okay, while we're here in London.
This is why I get scared of gifts here.
Yeah, while we're in London, I want you to wear that. And I don't want you to wear it in a funny, comical way. I want you to wear it as if that's you and that's how you roll.
How do you wear this stupid thing not in a funny, comical way?
Well, I want you to put it on and I want you to wear it.
Tommy, commit, because I've got something for Carrie that's also wearable that I think that she should wear. There you go, mate. It's just classic you.
It's a black cap with a golden, what do we call it apart from your favourite thing in the world?
It's not my favourite thing in the world.
Marijuana leaf.
Yeah, what are you doing? Sonda, you're meant to be the mature grown-up person in this team.
All right, Bonnie.
Did you get this, Tommy?
Hey, no, I didn't.
I walked past and I saw it and I thought, oh my God, Carrie Chuffmore. She would love that. Pop it on, mate.
You can wear that with your bum bag.
This is a good look.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, because it's Monday, we have to play our favourite segment.
Nah, it was good this time. It was fun this time. We did it on the streets of London.
Yes, just added an extra little element to it for you.
We had fun. Did you have fun?
Nah, not at all.
All right, guys, we're here in London. We're off to do a fun dinner tonight. We're actually going to have a really fun night. But before we have fun,
yeah,
we thought we'd do something that you guys love to hate. Any guesses?
Paper quiz. Should we just list all the things you don't like about it?
That was a real vulnerable moment.
We're just going to have a hair check.
I was like, your denim jacket?
Sorry.
It was factually incorrect. It was denim.
Yeah. Sleeves and a denim vest.
Oh, my hoodie's
so
a mess.
Aggressive.
And my
early.
And my sleeve was denim jacket. It's no good anymore. What could I possibly do? I know. Combine them.
So let me guess. It's one of the games that we do that we don't like. Is it same as striking?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to play on the tube.
Same, but on the London Underground, innit?
Same, but tube.
Yeah.
On the tube.
How does that work?
Well, I'm going to read you some lyrics on the tube, and then you just guess what they
obviously
are.
Obviously, you know.
Just sitting on the tube.
Yeah.
What if it's packed?
No, that's fine.
You're just going to read the train?
Yeah,
old train
everyone can
lyrics?
Play.
But obviously, you know the tube makes a lot of noise, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
The bad news for you is it's still easy to see, so people will be able to see that jacket. wait.
You missed us, yeah?
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Same, but shit jacket. No, wait. Okay.
All right, let's do this. And since I know how to work the tube, I'll show you how to get there.
Come on, look down. Should we wait for the beeping to stop or should we just go?
No, I think we're here.
All right, you ready for your first song?
Are you ready for your first pole dance? Because this seems like an elaborate excuse to get us near a pole, Jesse.
All right, here we go. She packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hour.
I forgot what we were doing. I was like, what's
I thought Jesse's really opening up and reading his diary out of here. Oh my God, Jesse, Kaz has left you.
Same.
I can't believe she packed her bags before you left to London. That's so brutal, Jesse.
Okay, say it again.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high.
I know what it is.
As a kite. By then. Tell me.
It's Elton John. And it is. It is Rock. No, it's not Rock. It's Rocket Man.
It's Rocket Man!
Thank you. Jesse, is a reward out like that pole dance you promised.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
song
just
number
a point.
Two. Guess it's true. I'm not good at a one night stand.
Jesse, it's your diary again.
Okay. Go, Bickers.
Sam Smith. Guess it's true. I'm not good.
Uh-oh.
Stay with me.
Oh, she's very good. Ties it up.
I got there.
That makes it sound very desperate with those lyrics back to back, doesn't it? Like, I'm not good at the one night stand.
Yeah.
And then the name of the song is Stay With Me. It's like, please, give me a bottle.
Also off the back of Elton John.
But anyway.
All right, here we go. Tastes like strawberries.
Carrie.
Ah.
Because you don't know.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
Three.
Strawberries.
Two.
Out of summer.
One.
Tommy.
Despite
mentioning one fruit, it is the name of another fruit, and it is watermelon sugar.
Hey.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, we're stopping. Hang on.
Hold on. What stop are we? We got one. Okay. Yeah, we can't miss it.
Right, here we go. I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh, yeah. I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine. We can drive real far. Go.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
It is Tracy Chapman, Fast Cars.
No.
Damn it. I just heard car.
Fill up the engine, we can drive real far.
Oh, no.
Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want
keep
it all.
Keep talking to me. Jesse, keep
you
going.
You got me feeling like I want to be that guy. I want to kiss your eyes. I want to drink that smile.
That's not helping.
I want to feel like I'm, like my soul's on fire. I want to stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like...
There we go.
Ties it up. All right, this is for the win. This one will be real quick.
Is it a win or have we all lost here?
We've all lost, but you can still win the game. We've emptied the train out.
I was going to say, this is a great representation of how it goes in front of a live crowd. Because this was packed one station ago. We have dead set cleared it out.
We'll grab the next one.
No one in London has ever had this many seats free on the tube. Look at this. We've got a whole area.
Right, here we go. When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you gotta go.
When you're feeling...
smile and dance and everything is free.
Olivia Carey, spice up your life, Spice Girls.
Oh, she's very good.
Very good.
She's bloody done it.
Great song to finish on.
And Jesse, to celebrate... Hit the pole.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.